James, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning.
So after the cancellation of pill testing stations at Spilt Milk over the weekend, I believe punters were actually taking things into their own hands and sourcing DIY testing kits. I mean, how available, I guess, are DIY kits?
Well, it's interesting, actually. You'd think that something like this would be quite hard to get your hands on. And while the kits themselves are quite rudimentary, in fact, the people who are handing out these kits themselves say that, you know, these don't tell punters everything they need to know, but clearly there's a market for this kind of thing, and people want to have some sense of what they're taking. So it's really simple. This guy that we spoke to, who basically him and his mum paired up, they put these kits together, hand them out virtually for free. They send them around the country as well, but people send him a text, he drops them in people's letterboxes. And what they really are is that it's quite simple reagent chemical, and you put a bit of the drug in a mixing bowl, you put a bit of this chemical in it, and it'll turn a different colour depending on what the what drug is in the pill. So it can tell you basically whether what you think you're taking is actually what you're taking, but there's a whole lot of information that's not included in that, like the purity of the drug, whether there are any adulterants in it, that kind of thing. So it's quite rudimentary, but a fairly basic kit to put together. And this guy who we're calling Harry, who runs out of his home in Canberra, is really just trying to get these out to as many people as possible, because, you know, as you said, punters do want to know what they're taking, and without an officially sanctioned way to do it, people are turning to other methods.
And so I guess, you did mention there that these kits aren't as effective as, I suppose, a big professional operation or what was originally proposed for Spilt Milk. Do you think that, as a demand, I guess, if we don't install pill testing, that these DIY kits will get a little bit more advanced?
Look, it's hard to say. I mean, I think, this guy who we spoke to is really doing this off of his own bat. He's basically gathering these chemicals where he can, borrowing money here and there, really just sort of doing it off his own bat. So I suppose without that funding source to be able to get something more advanced, it's a bit hard to say. But it's interesting because, as you said, Spilt Milk was sort of held up as this first opportunity to test a more a more advanced, a more official way of testing pills. And one of the interesting things that came out of pill testing advocates is that it's not actually just about what punters learn. So obviously, if you're using a pill testing kit, you want to know what's in the drug, you want to know if there's anything else that's been added to it. But one of the things that advocates say is really important is that when you have an official setup, you actually get that information, and health officials can use that information to tailor the services that they provide at festivals. They can get a sense of, is there a bad batch on the market? One of the things that one of the people that I spoke to, Dr. David Caldicott, said was that in other places like in Europe and the UK, where they have had these proper pill testing setups, they can actually find out that if there's a bad batch much quicker than you'd be able to hear, in a matter of days as opposed to potentially weeks. So the health and safety benefits sort of go much beyond just actually the individual drug user knowing what's in the drug.
And so obviously we didn't have sort of the official setup at Spilt Milk, but did we learn anything from Spilt Milk in regards to, how much people actually are advocating for a setup for pill testing?
Yeah, so, advocates really saw this as a bit of a breakthrough, or at least a potential breakthrough. Spilt Milk is a bit of an unusual one, and it plays into some of the quirks of the ACT, because this trial had the support of the ACT government, it had the support of health officials, had the support of the organisers, but the actual festival is held on Commonwealth land. And so for the festival to go ahead, it needed a licence from the National Capital Authority, which is a federal government body. And that's kind of where the complications really started to come in. So While organisers ended up pulling out, before this could really get off the ground, it certainly seems as though, we may be heading towards that dam being broken because we have reached a certain consensus. So, advocates that I've spoken to have really said, look, this is just a matter of time. I mean, as far as this DIY kit's being used, it obviously shows that there's a market for it. But, we've kind of, in some senses, passed the toughest hurdle and actually getting at least some politicians on side to be able to actually get us off the ground.
And I was going to say as well, I suppose, looking forward to the future, how likely do you think it is that we are going to see a change in the coming year or two?
Well, it's always hard to predict these sort of things, but I think that, people are optimistic. There was a lot of support for this idea for a pill testing trial when it was first announced. The people who were really stringently opposed are obviously people who aren't really in this demographic. They're not the sort of people who could go to these kind of festivals. They aren't people on the front line, sort of health officials on the front line who are, calling out for this kind of thing. And so I think that there's a perception, at least among advocates, that, this is just a matter of time. And now that we do have support, at least within the ACT government, for this kind of thing, that when this rolls around next year, if some of those kind of quirks and extra little hurdles can be passed, that it is entirely possible that we may see pill testing next year, if not at Spilt Milk, at one of the other festivals that happens in Canberra.
Well, fingers firmly crossed. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.